bringing you key insights, tips, and advice from the brightest minds in the Canadian franchise industry, this is the Franchise Canada Chats podcast. I'm Gary Prenevost, your host of the Franchise Canada Chats podcast, where we take you into the world of franchising. Season 7 of Franchise Canada Chats will feature interviews with franchisees, franchisors, and industry leaders sharing key insights and expert advice on navigating challenges on their path to success. Franchise Canada Chats is brought to you by Frannet, Canada's franchise matchmaking experts. At Frannet, we help you to build your optimum business model. Then we introduce you to well-suited franchise options. Then, most importantly, we coach you through all aspects of your research so that you can arrive at an informed and defensible yes or no decision. Hello, everyone in Canada franchise land. This is Gary Prenevost, president of Frannet of Southern Ontario and author of the just-released book, The Unstoppable Franchisee. It's my pleasure to welcome today's guest, Jeff Pala, who's the president of Mr. Handyman, a repair, installation, and maintenance services company. He came to the company after 18 years as senior vice president of operations of La Quinta, where he launched the franchise program. He was also a franchisor of Bloom and Blinds, so he has experience as a franchisee as well. His mission is to make Mr. Handyman the number one handyman service in North America. Jeff, welcome to the Franchise Canada Chats show.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you so much for those who are listening from the Canadian Franchise Association. What a great opportunity for our brand, Mr. Handyman, to grow within Canada. We have 15 locations today, but really looking for the right opportunity with the right owners to grow within Canada and all of North America.
We'll certainly get into that. So tell us, how did you join Mr. Handyman? Like, what was the path that led you there?
It was a pretty wild path. I feel very fortunate to be a part of Neighbourly. Neighbourly is the world's largest home service company with over 30 brands worldwide, over 5,000 locations worldwide. And it just landed in my lap. I had had a successful career in operations and in franchising in the hotel industry, retired for a short bit, and then realized that retirement is not all that it's cracked up to be. So I spent a great deal of time looking for a franchise opportunity and really did my diligence and bought a blind franchise business, Bloom and Blinds, and in the Dallas area, and did that for a period of time and really enjoyed it. Great opportunity to be a franchisee and experience all that I had professed during my time as a franchisor. And then out of the blue landed in my lap the opportunity to join Neighbourly and specifically Mr. Handyman. And the values of the Neighbourly brand align with my values as an individual and my business outlook. And so the stars aligned and it was a great opportunity to get in and make a broader impact across many different franchise owners to grow their businesses. So I am here and happy to be here.
Well, I love the Neighbourly brand. We've done a bunch of work with them. Mary Thompson, your COO, was one of my interviewees for my book. So great culture there. Probably one of the best platforms in the franchise industry.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. That's why I couldn't miss this opportunity when it landed in my lap.
So tell us a bit, please, about, you know, you've got previous leadership experience in the hospitality industry. Can you tell us how that and the other roles have prepared you for, franchise ownership? You went to Bloom and Blinds. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I think it was my journey through my career has been very interesting from my perspective. I guess maybe others won't find it as interesting, but started out in operations. Landed in a company called the Walt Disney Company in Orlando in hotel operations. Learned a great deal about leadership, learned a great deal about team development, learned a great deal about process improvement and how to take what business you have and make it better. And that served as a foundation for my entire career. And so spent time in hotel operations, directly operating hotels, churning around revenue-challenged hotels or those with customer satisfaction issues. And then stars aligned, and I had an opportunity to join La Quinta, a hotel company in Dallas, who had been operating for 38 years with only corporate-owned hotels and needed they needed to launch a franchise program. And being at the foundation and core of franchising, one, I learned franchising as we went along, but I had a solid operations background. But creating a program from scratch gives you a great opportunity to look at what do others do well in this space and what do others do not so well in conversations with franchisees. Is the success of a franchise business or franchise brand is determined upon the relationship with the owners that you have in the brand. And it is, in my perspective, lawyers don't like me using this term, but it's a partnership. The franchisee and the franchisor are serving the customers that are receiving the services. And it's about working together to align those services or align those shared values to deliver those experiences to customers. And so grew that business from zero locations to over 600 locations, grew that from $0 in revenue to over $1 billion in revenue, and learned a lot during that time period about the franchise relationship and respecting the money that an individual puts up to invest in their business, but investing in the brand that they're purchasing. And every owner deserves and is looking for a return on that investment. They're looking to put food on the table for their family. They're looking to put their kids through college. They're looking to pay the mortgage of their home. They're looking for their financial security. And understanding that and respecting that. And I learned that through numerous conversations with franchisees at their dinner tables at their homes. Just getting to know them, getting to know their families, getting to know their goals, getting to know their why. Why did they get into this business? Why do they want to be with whatever brand they're with? And what do they want to accomplish from this? Well, those were tremendous experiences. And, you know, did that for 18 years and then tried retirement on. And that retirement thing just didn't work. I have to keep moving and I have to keep doing
something. How long did you last?
I think 18 months.
Okay.
Might be
six months shorter than what most people do who fail at retirement.
Yeah. I got a chance to go golfing. I got a chance to go fishing. And I started realizing I was catching the same fish in the lake because I go to the same spots. I won't tell you what those are. But I go to the same spots. I catch fish every time. I was catching the same fish. I'm like, I can't keep doing this. This is just not right. So then I went through the search process of really evaluating a franchise opportunity. What is it for me that can stimulate my mind, stimulate my wallet, and give me that business ownership, but yet freedom and flexibility. And that's where I spent a great deal of time in that diligence process and landed on buying a Bloomin' Blinds franchise. Really enjoyed it. The values of the family that owns that business aligned with my values as well. Great people. Really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed listening to myself and the advice that I gave myself or gave to other people, giving it back to myself as a franchise owner and connecting with the brand. And so, and that's where after a period of time, this opportunity to join Neighbourly landed in my lap, and what an opportunity it is. Great organization, great people, great ownership base, and really, really something special we have here at Mr. Handyman within Neighbourly.
Okay, so I'll come to Mr. Handyman in a moment. Just kind of a perspective question. You worked across different industries. What in your mind is the difference between starting a business from scratch and joining an established system? Because a lot of our listeners are, do I start a franchise or do I start something on my own?
Yeah, I think the benefit, and some may think I'm biased because I've been a part of brands my entire journey. The benefit of a brand is you're joining a system, that's tried and true and tested. You're joining along with a series of resources. You know, the time that it would take for an individual to create the resources that we've created over 26 years is insurmountable. And the checklist and the processes and you know what's worked and not worked, all that knowledge base is available as being a part of a brand. And You know, you don't have to, you can benefit from other mistakes along the way that people may have made across this journey. In doing it yourself, you've got to, you know, that's a harder path. It's a much, much harder path and harder to get traction.
Yeah, I liken starting a business from scratch to getting all the parts of the boat, putting like the wood and everything, going to the shore of a river, throwing everything on the biggest piece, then starting float down. The river is the marketplace. Whereas a franchise, you're buying a pre-built boat. So
that's true. That's a great way to say it.
I look at franchising in a good system, in a proven system, as you've identified, is a compression of long time to it's a time compression strategy or growth accelerant compared to starting from scratch. That's a whole different discussion we could get into. But so let's talk to us, please, about the home repair industry, Jeff. It's a crowded market. It's an old growth industry. There's lots of growth. But how do you ensure that Mr. Handyman stands out amongst the competition?
I think that that's a great question. And you know, the processes that we've put in place, the 26 years of operations and developing what's called the Mr. Handyman way, the way in which we deliver service, provides that level of consistency of how we connect with the customers, how we prepare for the experience in the communication with the customer in advance of the arrival and to prepare for the job and when we arrive and how we arrive and how we greet the customer. It's a matter of systematic processing through learning through different experiences, through history. The other piece, you know, Mr. Handyman is the largest and most trusted handyman service brand. In the United States and Canada. We're an international brand, but we're locally owned and operated. So we're always attuned to and understanding that while we have that international brand and standards, it's about the locally owned and operated connection within the community that each individual owner serves, that is that special part of the recipe that is a differentiator. So the other piece that's always important, especially in this day and age, who are you letting into your home as a customer? Who are you letting into your home? And you know, you could go online, you could find some of these lead aggregators that sell leads to multiple businesses at the same time. And who is it that's coming to your home? Every person that we hire, they're our employees for our franchise owners, they're franchise owners, individual employees, not the brands, but they're background checked, drug tested, and we're licensed and insured. Now, provide that, compare that against any other service that you're getting on the internet. The question I always ask is, who are you letting into your home? Your home, your inner sanctum. And that's the piece that is always a differentiator. So international brand with systems and processes, locally owned and operated, with people who arrive uniform, that are background checked and drug tested. And I think that's a differentiator. Plus the highly skilled, highly talented, we require those, our people, our franchise owners require their employees to be trained and skilled craftsmen.
So let's talk about the craftsmen for a moment. Every business, every category is experiencing labor shortages. And the nature of Mr. Handyman, you know, your mandate is finding highly skilled craftsmen. What support do you provide when it comes to, for the franchisee to find new professional handymen and build their bench?
Sure. We have, your greatest source, of course, is your current craftsmen that you have on staff, have friends and family usually who are skilled in the same trades. But we have a tried and true process through the 26 years. We know the right questions to ask to vet folks. We know that the focus is on each owner building their culture, that an owner's commitment to their business, their commitment to their success and their commitment to their standards of operation builds their culture of their business. And that culture creates a commitment from the people on the team and the new team that are to join the system. We also, Neighborly has partnered with a company called Paradox, which is an applicant tracking system that gives us a competitive edge. Because you think about it, when are people applying for jobs? They're not applying Monday through Friday from, you know, 12 to three when an owner's looking at job applications. They're applying at all different times. An applicant tracking system engages a candidate for when they apply in those evening hours or weekend hours. And it's like adding another person to the owner's team, being able to respond to candidates and get them into the queue to be able to review. So that's a competitive edge to be able to, the speed in which you respond today, especially in a highly competitive market, is a great way to go.
And the work I've done with Mr. Handyman and Neighborly, the handyman, the people who are doing the work, they like doing the work. They don't like doing the marketing and all the other things. So it's the franchisee's job to do that work to keep them busy. And the more build that culture that you're talking about, the stronger that relationship in the organization is, as at the franchisee level.
You're absolutely right. And there's a number of folks who are in business for themselves that joined on as craftsmen for our brand because they just want to be able to be that expert to deliver services for homes and businesses for people to improve their homes or businesses. And that's what gives them satisfaction and joy. And that's a great opportunity to get those aligned.
Well, thank you. So a couple of questions around your franchisees. So I guess the first one I like to think about is, who is your ideal franchisee? What are the traits and characteristics? And then once you get them, what's the onboarding? Like, what do they do? What is the training they receive?
Sure. No, those are great questions as well. So we did a Zorkel profile. His Oracle profile, Rebecca Monet is really an amazing individual, and her science behind the Oracle profile, I think, is incredible. And we have an achiever profile for our brand, and that gives us the opportunity. It's a conversation starter rather than an eliminator, because we get to understand the profile of the individual and how it matches up against our most successful franchise owners. And again, it's a conversation starter to understand where that prospective owner is coming from and where their experience lies. Our typical franchise owner is what they call that corporate refugee, those who have been in business for a number of years with a company and maybe traveled way too many times and are looking for that opportunity to be more grounded at home and have that greater control of their own schedule with flexibility. It's still a lot of hard work. It doesn't mean you playing golf every single day, but there's a lot more flexibility in what you choose in business ownership. We also have tremendous success in former military officers as well. When you go back to the corporate refugee conversations for many different disciplines, IT, sales, marketing, many different disciplines, it's not, because what's important for Mr. Handyman specifically, they're not handymen. They're not out there swinging a hammer. They're out there leading the teams through providing the goals and direction of the business, the support to the home office team, the office team within their business in scheduling. They're in there hiring and making those right decisions, working really on the business rather than in the business per se. And so when somebody signs a franchise agreement with Mr. Handyman, that's a 10-year commitment. That's a long-term relationship. And I've learned through my many years in franchising, the success of a individual franchise is really determined by how it begins, how you set that individual business off on its path and its journey from birth or infancy through adolescence and beyond. And so we take great care at Mr. Handyman. We assign an individual called a Sure Start Coordinator. That's a fancy name for a person who's going to project manage these owners. So from when an individual signs a franchise agreement, it is very overwhelming. There are a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving pieces, and a lot of things to get done. And you know, the majority of our franchise owners have never opened a business. They've been in business for corporations, and they've had a lot of people take care of a lot of these things that they're going to have to take care of. And there's a lot more forms and details. So our Sure Start Coordinator is a project manager that takes right from the signing of the franchise agreement through all of the details and processes not only to opening, but through opening of the business. And so there's a lot of conversations, a lot of tracking, a lot of checklists, a lot of training in advance of our in-person training. So we do a lot of webinars so that owners can transition to their business while they are either finishing up what they currently have or other aspects of life. But we do a lot of webinars to get them prepared. And then we do an intensive on-site here at our home office here in Dallas, Texas, in-person training. We go through every aspect of operating the business. We go through the systems. We go through procedures. We go through talent management. And then before they go off and really go to open their business, we send them to one of our open and operating businesses. And they get to see how it is in the real world. And that gives a great opportunity to take what they've learned in the webinar environment, the classroom environment, and see how it applies in the real world, because that makes the difference. You can go through all the training in the world. It's what I got, Mike Tyson famous thing where you can go, you know, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Well, not that opening a franchise is getting punched in the face, but things hit you from left field, and seeing how things are in reality, you can see how that plan does prepare you for the future. And then our SureStart coordinator visits with these owners shortly after opening, but maintains continual connection. But sitting down in person after they've operated for a period of time, that's where the real questions come into play. And so I think it's the most critical thing you can do in any time in a franchise relationship is really focus in how it begins, because that's where you establish yourself. That's where you establish your habits. That's where you establish your patterns. And that's where you establish your business. And that's where you need the most level of support, because it is overwhelming. It is daunting. And you know, it is the other thing that we do through the process is with Mr. Hannity, we always want to understand, why does somebody want to enter that? Why are you interested in Mr. Handyman? Why are you interested in going to business for yourself? And what is it that you want to accomplish? What are your goals? And we understand that from the beginning through the selection process, but then we reinforce that through the entire journey, especially at the beginning stages, because, you know, I know it's not shocking for everybody, but it's not always smooth sailing. There are some bumps in the road. There's some turbulence in the journey, and it can be challenging. And if you don't know or remember your why, it is easy for people to get frustrated. It's easy for people to say, this is so hard. Why did I ever do this? Well, you need to know your why. You need to remember your why. And we want to know the why, because we're going to remind people of their why, so they can stay focused in on the goal of why did they go into this business.
Enjoying the episode so far? Franchise Canada also has bi-monthly newsletters full of franchise opportunities. With Franchise Canada e-news, new content gets sent directly to your inbox, and you can keep up to date on the newest episodes of the Franchise Canada Chats podcast that you're listening to right now. Plus, you get a free subscription to Franchise Canada magazine. Join the 19,000 fellow franchisees, industry leaders, and aspiring entrepreneurs by subscribing at franchisecanada.online. Now, back to the episode.
And growth is often uncomfortable, sometimes even painful. They're growing personally. They're growing operationally. Year one is a learn the system. Year two is know the system. Beyond that, now you're starting to master the system. That's, you know, in my book, I talk about that in one of the chapters. But that foundation that you're talking about, it sounds like you do a lot of things to get that foundation set, and the field coaching, helping them to establish it. That's really cool.
Where it all begins.
And continues to build. One of the things that I think Neighbourly does well is, you know, they've got so many brands. When a new franchisee launches, the marketing goes out to the other brands. Hey, we've got this new service. So talk to us a little bit about how that plays into Mr. Handyman, please.
Well, it is absolutely an advantage. You know, when you talk to individual franchisees about, joining a franchise, number one, as you talked about earlier, you're going into business for yourself, but not by yourself. Now take that magnified by 19. We have 19 brands in North America. and having fellow neighborly brands that are complementary within your individual markets gives greater strength and resources. So, you know, there's a big focus for us at Neighborly. Neighborly is the hub for home services. And that hub for home services, a customer can think of Neighborly and think of all the different resources available to them to provide services in their home or business. And having this fellow Neighborly brands within a market gives a new owner the opportunity to reach out. Hey, what have you seen? What have you found? How can you connect? Can we cross market? Can we go to a home show as Neighborly brands, share our resources, share our financial resources, share our resources and show the strength of the brands together as one under Neighborly? And it is when we open a new business in a market that has not had a Mr. Handyman before, we do market to all the existing Neighborly brands saying, hey, we've got a new brand, new neighbor in town. And, you know, there's a large percentage of our business comes from customers who are called multi-branded customers, that they have visited our brand and at least one other brand within the last 36 months. And that's a significant number. And that when an individual is considering a business opportunity, not only to be a part of a franchise, but be a part of a family of brands is just tremendous. And it's exciting. It's
an advantage that most brands, sole-focused brands, one type of service company can't compete with very well. I think there's onus on the franchisee though as well to go out and make those relationships, the connections, and draw upon that intellectual capital and the intellectual brain trust that is part of the family. What do you see as the future of Mr. Handyman and the home repair industry at large, Jeff?
So, you know, very interesting. There's tremendous growth in this segment, in the handyman service industry, not only because we provide services, we do nearly 500 tasks within a home. We also perform those same 500 tasks within a business. So the variety of tasks that a handyman service provides is tremendous to provide services for a customer or within their home or business. Also, if you look at where the world is going, there's aging of the population. And as you continue to read, many folks are looking to age in place and stay within their homes. And to do that, they need to prepare their homes. And those are services that we are trained and skilled to be able to provide. It's not just about, you know, installing grab bars as a one and done. It's about the journey in which somebody who wants to stay within their home stays in place by making the modifications to their home. That's an incredible advantage. The other thing that we really sell is that peace of mind of a quality repair, but we sell time. We sell time back to the homeowner. As a homeowner, they can do many of the things that we can do, but it's on their to-do list. It's on their to-do list because there are other things that they're doing in time with a value, value of time with their family, value of time going out going golfing. Do you want to do this task, or, you know, do you want to go out golfing for 4 hours and let somebody else take care of it? Well, that's a great opportunity for us to take care of it. My sister has been a loyal customer of the Mr. Handyman brand for 9 years now. And I asked my sister, of course, when I first joined on, why are you a loyal customer of Mr. Handyman? She has a list. It's her to-do list. Anything that goes wrong in her home, she adds it to the list. She adds it to the list. When the list gets long enough, she calls Mr. Handyman, take care of all those little things. And then when they're done, she throws away that list and starts another one. You know, it's trades. It's very interesting when you think about the world today as well as to how things are progressing. The trades and the ability for homeowners to do work within their homes, there's not as much preparation or skill sets available. So there's a greater need for the need of handyman services within an individual home or business.
I see that with the generation, me being 62 and my kids being early 30s, They just don't have an interest in it. They'll happily pay somebody else to do it, right?
Yeah, so.
I love doing that kind of stuff. You talk about the aging in place. My mom will be 90 this year, and we've gone through all of that over the last couple of years. So yeah, there's the home improvement is an old growth industry. When we think about Canada and the number of immigrants growing, 500,000 immigrants a year, there's a lot of work as they move into homes and upgrade homes. So never mind the standard, what the growth is. So lots and lots of opportunity for Mr. Handyman. What advice would you give prospective franchisees looking to buy a franchise for the first time, Jeff?
Yeah, it is very interesting. And I speak from experience with going through the diligence process myself. So I think, you know, you have to get in and you have to read the FDD. You have to spend time. And what do I always do when I look at anybody's FDD? I look at litigation first. I see if a brand has litigation, and why do I look at that? That tells me the relationship that a brand has with its franchise owners. Can you successfully resolve your relationships or your disputes or your hard times or your hard conversations, or do they go to litigation? You want to work with somebody who has minimal, if any, litigation whatsoever. That's always just that's a gating point for me. And if I see something through my diligence process, if I see something that's a red flag, like why couldn't that have been resolved with a positive relationship? I'd suspect to the relationship that the brand has with its franchise owners. And that's critical to success of any franchise relationship. And I go jump straight to the item 19. I want to understand the item 19. What is the potential to earn with a brand? What's the revenue? What does it really look like? And then I advise anyone to really do the hard work with the validation process. Take the list that the franchisor provides to you as the recommended people, and then go back to the FDD. And every franchise owner who's in the system or has exited the system is in the FDD. Call the people that they've suggested to call, and then call other people. That's what I did. And that's what I suggest anybody to do. And I have absolute confidence with Mr. Handyman. You can call anybody in our franchise system or who have exited our franchise system, and you get the same story. But that's where you're really, as a prospective franchise owner, a franchisee of a system has greater liberty to speak than the regulations that that is upon franchisors from a regulatory standpoint, understandably so. So you can really ask those questions about how much do you make to a franchisee, not to the franchisor. And you can ask those, what is it like working with a franchise? What would be my day to day? Really understand it, because, you know, it's a 10-year commitment, which lasts longer than most marriages these days. And you've got to really like it. You've got to love it, because you're going to commit not only your time and effort, you're committing your money, your financial resources, and you need to get a return on your investment and have confidence that when you put your money into a brand by buying a franchise, that you're going to get more than what you've invested back. And you're going to be able to provide for your family, put food on the table for your family, and potentially, you know, depending upon where you are in your life, be able to pass this business on to your family. Mr. Handyman, we've got we're in about to transition to a third generation.
Wow.
Got a father who bought the business, transitioned to a son. That son has got a son, and that's in process. So to see a third generation evolving, developing, it's really tremendous to see that. It's really rewarding.
That speaks to the power of a legacy brand, right? And a legacy structure. You mentioned a couple of things there I want to call out. Just in Canada, we don't have item 19. It's the earnings claim section of the disclosure document. It's the same element. But especially on talking to existing franchisees, that's when the term that we use for our listeners, validation, is the second stage of research. First stage, you're learning the business from the franchisor. What is the model? What is the system? What is the value that they bring? The second stage is talking to existing franchisees, and how well does that work? what are the franchisees experiencing around support, around ramp up, around all of that? And especially as Jeff talks about what is the income opportunity. But just because a whole bunch of other franchisees have achieved your financial goals, that's not enough for you to understand. You also want to ask the franchisees that are in the system, what is the work it takes to achieve at that level? Because if you want to achieve at that goal, you've got to be able to understand the work and get there and do it with the franchisor's coaching and training. So those are all really important components.
Yeah. No,
Jeff, one of my favorite questions as I go ahead, you want to respond to that?
No, I appreciate you adding that on. Yeah, that's absolutely right. Thank you for qualifying that. You put it in better perspective, and you're right. Is it important? You know, it is standing on the ledge of a cliff or standing on the high dive, the edge of the high dive, to make that leap is difficult. It is difficult, but do your diligence. Go through that process because it's worth it. When you make that dive, it's exciting. And that journey, when you land in that pool, boy, it's exciting and it's fun and it's truly rewarding. But it is nerve-wracking standing on the edge. And that's what anybody who is a first-time prospective franchise owner, that's where you are. And I understand that feeling. I absolutely do. And many of us do. But you just do your diligence. Make the right leap into the right pool with the right people, and it will be rewarding.
And a lot of that work is what I coach our clients on, is to help them understand, you know, what do they bring to the table, their time, what their time commitment is, what their skill and financial resources, and what are the goals and financial and lifestyle criteria. Then we introduce the right options, then we coach the research on the things we're talking about today. Jeff, as we wind down the episode today, one of my favorite questions is, what have I not asked you that you would ask you as it relates to people thinking about Mr. Handyman or in franchise ownership in general?
Well, that's such a great question. You know, when we first started, I talked about how I got here to Mr. Handyman in Neighborly is about values and how the values of the company are aligned with my values. And I think, you know, one of the things that you want as a prospective franchise owner to know is what is the reality of those values? Because values many times can appear to be words on a page. But I guess what I'd ask me is what are the examples of the values living in the franchise system? What examples are there to show that it's not just words on a page, but it's there's truth in those words? And I think my response on that would be there's many different examples within the Mr. Handyman brand and the culture of the owners that we have is so unique. And you see owners travel to other owners' offices and spend time on their own dime, their own time, their own expense, just to help other owners. And there's an example of two specific owners who entered the business as husband and wife couples. And the husbands for both of these couples passed away. And our two female owners were left with the business, picking up not only the parts of their life that were just shocked and put to the ultimate test of losing a spouse, losing a partner, but losing the partner in the business. And what do they do? And these happened at two different times, but the franchise owners rallied behind these individual owners and picked up the pieces of their lives and their business and carried them towards success. And these two individuals are now in the top five most successful franchise owners of our business. And they did that through our fellow owners living the values that we have as a company and showing that they truly care about one another and treat each other with care and respect and love and support. And when you can have examples like that of your franchise system, you know you've got a healthy system, and you know that's something that you want to be a part of. And I think that's probably what I would ask myself. And I could go on with more examples of how this special group of owners have helped each other through this journey. And so that's, you can get that through the validation conversations you have. The other piece is, you know, for those that are out there considering, it's a great opportunity to really work with an organization like FranNet, who does a great job really helping prepare candidates, asking the right questions, getting them to ask the right questions. You know, if you really work with organizations like FranNet to prepare you to be prepared to have conversations with franchise brands, it's a big decision, but it's very rewarding in the end. So thank you for asking that. That one hit me from left field, but thank you for asking. That's a great question.
You're very welcome. And thank you for the endorsement on FranNet. I have to share that that story gives me goosebumps as you were telling it. I have, when I'm working with my clients, I want them to understand the franchisee to franchisee culture. There's three cultures: the culture of franchisor to franchisee, franchisee to customer, and franchisee to franchisee. They want to understand all of those. And I've said for many years, the greatest value of a franchise system is the franchise family, because there's more support when it's communicated and supported by the franchisor well, for franchisees to help franchisees. And the story that you just shared, it's just so heartwarming. I wish more franchisors could tell that story. There are a lot of good ones, but there are some that don't foster that that peer-to-peer relationship as well. Jeff, where do people get a hold of you if they're interested in exploring Mr. Handyman?
So great opportunity to thank you, Gary, for sharing that as well. I think you're so right. I can be reached Jeffrey, JeffreyPalla, PALLA at NBLY.com, or my cell phone is the easiest way to reach me. My cell phone is 469-877-1807. I give that out to anybody, especially at the very onset of our prospective franchisees. They can call me anytime, and our franchise owners can call me anytime for anything, call, text, anything you need, because the whole reason I have a job, the whole reason I am at Mr. Handyman is because owners have had confidence in investing in the brand, and they're a part of the brand, and I am here to help them be successful on their journey. So thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Gary. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It's been great having you here today. I've learned some things about Mr. Handyman, and I look forward to continuing discussions. Folks, that brings us to conclusion for this episode. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Franchise Canada Chats. Catch up on every episode of Franchise Canada Chats on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your audio media. For more franchising resources, including how-to articles, expert advice, franchise success stories, and franchise opportunities, visit franchisecanada.online. Don't forget to subscribe to Franchise Canada eNews while you're there. You can also learn more about franchising at cfa.ca and connect with specific franchise opportunities at lookforafranchise.ca.